Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Siciliano back on the show. Gene is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. Founder and president of Western Management Associates. And he is your CFO for rent. That's how he makes a living, and it's an outstanding business model. He's the author of a number of books, including my favorite, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. That means this book needs to be on your desk, open, dog-eared, bookmarked, and underlined, and highlighted, and every other way you could use it, and not on your bookshelf, and it'll help you. He's our good friend, Gene. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good to be back.
Hey, Gene, one of the things that is the essence of a small business owner is perseverance, grit, stick-to-itiveness, belief in things that other people don't see, creating something from nothing. One of my favorite things to tell people when they ask me how I did something, when with a little bit of astonishment, I say, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. And so that's what gets us all, that's the hallmark of an entrepreneur, right? But it also creates problems for us. Because that kind of zeal, that kind of grit, causes us sometimes to stay too long at the party, doesn't it?
Well, it causes us to maybe be at the wrong punch bowl at the party. And my thought is that one thing about entrepreneurs, as you say, they are persistent. They will figure out a way to do it because it's got to get done, and they're the man or the woman.
Pathologically optimistic.
Yeah. And yet they're going to have to do a lot of things they've never had to do before. They've never done before. They may not know how to do. They got to figure it out. And in that kind of a situation, whenever you have to figure out how to get something done you've never done before, or you've done it before but you don't know how it worked out, there are times when it's not going to work. Something is going to go wrong. You made a bad decision, you took a bad action, or one of your people did, something happened that went awry and it didn't work. So now the question is, do you ruminate after that to say, how did I screw that up? How could I possibly have gotten that wrong? Oh my gosh, I shouldn't be in this business. I mean, there's so many ways, but first,
Gene, you gotta admit that it ain't working.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the first hurdle. That's a giant hurdle, just to admit. Because wait a minute, Gene, this is my baby. I created this from whole cloth. This thing is supposed to work. I've got big hopes. I've got high hopes for this. I've got money sunk into this thing. What are you telling me?
Yeah. And you're absolutely right on one point. This is my baby. It can't fail because I created it. Mm-hmm. And this becomes a part of their self-assessment of their own self-worth.
Yeah,
which is really a problem.
And frankly, Gene, my consultant, who I paid to come and give me advice, frankly, Gene, I don't see what you see.
And you know, you may be right, but the other thing is, you may be wrong. One of the things we joke about.
And what if I am right? What if I am?
Yeah. We joke about the expert from out of town, and the only reason that came up in the first place is because sometimes people with a fresh look can see things that you can't see.
Oh, yeah.
And that fresh look is why we have the whole consulting profession, which is the business I've built over the last 30-some years.
You and I both have been consultants to people who were a lot smarter than us, but they couldn't see their own forest for the trees. You and I walk in, we didn't know anything about what they were working on. We were almost ignorant of what their project was, but when we by the time we'd been there 30 minutes, we could see where their problems were, and even though they were smarter than us and knew more about it, they couldn't see it, could they?
Could not see it. They could not see it. And you know, there have been occasions, and we've built our business on that basis over all these years, but there have been a couple of occasions where we went in and they told us the problem was this, and we looked at it and said, no, we think the problem is B, not A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after being at it a while, we discovered the problem was C, not A or B.
Right. Hold on to that thought.
We both missed
Gene, the mark. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about how to think about projects and how to discover, how to admit, how to believe that maybe your project is not a good one. We'll do that after the break with Gene Siciliano.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.